Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 10th of February. It is 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have Pat Karch. Good morning, Pat. Okay.
Good morning. Just waved through
he
the...
He just waved at us.
Sorry about that. I was here.
Okay. Good morning. And Pat's
good morning.
Learning the boards under the expert tutelage of Jared.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you.
Okay, and of course, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Sunny with a high near 70 today. North northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, and it looks like we're going to have a high of 70 today. Overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for showers, with our high of 54, and then tomorrow night showers again once the evening progresses around 41. Friday partly sunny with a high of 58. Now Friday night calls for a chance of showers with lows of 45, and Saturday showers with a high 55, Saturday showers, Sunday showers. This is kind of exactly opposite of what I saw the other day. Like we had one day of showers, but according to the National Weather Service, you know, of course our weather patterns change, and that's what we're looking for with today's forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated out of Anderson, where seniors and veterans get discounts. They are a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And with us this morning is our wonderful film expert, entertainer expert, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning.
TheCleverCritics.com. is your website, and we appreciate you coming in on Wednesday mornings. I always look forward to hearing what you have, what you're bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
yeah.
Shoot.
Okay. So this week we saw a pretty significant award show announce their nominations. We're starting to see kind of a pickup in the awards show season. Even though the Oscar nominations aren't scheduled until March 12th, I believe, we're seeing a lot of other places finalize and announce their nominations, and this week we saw the Critics' Choice Awards do so. So, in case you don't know, the Critics' Choice Awards is a compilation of thousands of different film critics that vote on different films, and this award show is usually one of the more indicative of what will be nominated for the Oscars. A lot of what's nominated here ends up getting nominated at the Academy Awards, so it's usually pretty telling if a film does end up or does not end up here, if film or performance does. So, nominated for Best Picture this year at the Critics' Choice Awards, we had Defy of Bloods, which was Spike Lee's movie. We have Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. We have Mank. We have Minari. We have News of the World, Nomadland, One Night in Miami, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7.
These are all four
Best Picture.
The only one I saw was Mank, and but yesterday I heard about Metal, and I really want to see that.
That one's really good.
I feel so distant from all of the movies that have headlined because we can't go to the movies, so you have to download them and watch them. Could you give us the titles again?
Yeah, so actually a lot of these were on streaming services, and a lot of them were released directly to streaming services. So I'll give the titles again, and I'll say which streaming service they're
okay
on. So Defy Bloods is Spike Lee's movie. That one's on Netflix. That one came out back in June. We have Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, also on Netflix. Mank was a Netflix release. Minari is releasing on VOD on February 26th.
And that's about?
That is about a family that immigrates from Korea to America,
okay,
and the adjustments that they have to make in their life.
Okay, I read about that the other day. Yes.
That one's really great.
Okay.
News of the World is also out on VOD. That's the Tom Hanks one. Kind of set in the 1800s.
Is there a little girl with him on that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to see that, definitely.
Nomadland drops on Hulu next week, so that's one to look out for. It's in theaters now.
Regarding what kind of, what is it, Nomadland?
Nomadland is It stars Frances McDormand, and it is about...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's yes. about her taking on a nomad lifestyle,
yeah,
basically.
I saw all kinds of... I saw the previews for that, and why they flash up all the little symbolisms of, you know, Critics' Choice, Sundance Festival, you know how they do all, yeah. you know. Okay, yeah. usually when I see
this
stuff
is one
like that...
where she lives in her van.
Yeah.
And then the... and there's people in this film...
That are actual
they're
nomads.
They're actual nomads
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Okay.
We'd like to be a nomad with a trailer for a couple months.
What else?
One Night in Miami came out on Amazon Prime. That's another one that was nominated. Promising Young Woman is a VOD release as well, so you can rent it on any service. Sound of Metal is an Amazon Prime release, and The Child of Chicago 7 was also on Netflix.
So The Child of Chicago 7 is
it's
about?
Aaron Sorkin's film about the...
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's about protests that happened regarding the Vietnam War, I believe.
Well, yeah, it was the it was in Chicago after the... We're All playing... Right. Oh, it's coming out over the air. Whatever you're doing, it's coming out... There you go. Stop. You're over the air. You're putting stuff on the air. I guess we were listening.
Are we
to,
back on?
I can't hear anything now.
Well,
are we on? Hello? Hello? Hello?
There
okay,
we go.
Now
okay.
we're back.
All right.
New producer.
Yeah, we're working it out. That's all right. Hey, and so anyway, Chicago, child
no,
of.
No, okay.
The trial of.
The yeah. trial of. Yeah. Oh, they said child. That's why I was like, what? Okay.
Okay, it's a story of the 68 Democratic Convention in Chicago, where all the activists came in there with the purpose of making a statement. And they were met with force. And there was riots that went on. People got, you know, people hurt. And they arrested the seven, quote, ringleaders of this. Abby Hoffman and, you know, gosh, I don't know. I can't remember their names now, but back then it was huge. And this was the story of the trial of these seven. And the whole thing was political theater. But from what I saw of the movie, I mean, there's actors in there that you would never associate playing those parts.
Yeah, like Sacha Baron Cohen was a good example of that. Which, speaking of, Sacha Baron Cohen was actually nominated for Best Supporting Actor for the film, which ended up... Yeah, he's doing very well because he, at the Golden Globes, was nominated for Best Lead Actor in the Comedy category, and now he's getting nominated for Best Supporting Actor everywhere, so...
What is out that you, or are you still, is the jury out regarding your personal opinion as far as the top five films one must see before the Oscars?
So I do have like a general top five of the year so far. The only movie that I'm really looking forward to that I haven't seen yet is The Father, which I haven't had like a good chance to see, but I've seen basically everything from the 2020 year that I really wanted to see. And if you're looking for movies in terms of ones that you should watch for the award shows, just so that you have seen films that you will see getting nominated, Mank is definitely one. That one ended up leading 12 nominations at the Critics' Choice Awards. Personally, I wasn't a big fan of the movie, but it's doing really well at award shows, and I understand why people are liking the movie.
Why?
I think it's people love old-time Hollywood,
yeah.
and people really enjoy the actors in it. My personal problem was that the movie is very non-linear, and as a result, I felt like it lost out on a lot of the emotional impact it could have had. But I think it's also a very fast-paced, very entertaining movie for anybody who's looking, you know, for an entertaining 2 hours who likes old Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
One I really, really did love that is getting nominated, it was the second most nominated at the Critics' Choice Awards with 10, is Minari. And that's the one I mentioned earlier about the family that immigrates to
right.
America from Korea. It is directed by a first-time director, Lee Isaac Chung, or maybe not first-time, but it's his first really significant movie. And it's based on his own experiences as a 7-year-old immigrating to America.
Wow.
And
how do you spell it?
Minari.
Okay.
And it's a really emotionally impactful movie. It's very simple. It's pretty slow-paced. It's a lot of the movie is just very quiet, meditative scenes, but I wouldn't say that I was ever bored watching it. I was thoroughly entertained the entire time, and you definitely grow an emotional attachment to the characters in it. And that one will be available for streaming in 2 weeks on the 26th.
Okay, excellent.
And then if you're looking for more movies, Nomadland would be another good one to check out before the awards show. That one is getting nominated in a lot of different categories. I don't remember the number at the Critics' Choice Awards, but I think it was like 7 or 8. Frances McDormand is a lead in that one. Cinematography is a lead. And currently, if you go up to somebody who really follows awards season and ask what's going to win Best Picture, it's most likely they're going to say Nomadland.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's such a great actress. Now we're gonna have to take a break. Can you stay a couple minutes after
mm-hmm.
this? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about what is it? All the news in the world.
News of the world.
News of the world, with Tom Hanks. And have you seen that yet?
I have. Yeah.
I want to talk about that a little bit then. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by one of Linda's favorite places yesterday, and that's Sleep Number Bed.
My sleep number setting is 45, and I actually have enjoyed that. We were gone over the weekend and came back, and I just really enjoy being back in my sleep number bed and love being able to individualize my setting. So last night I went to bed quite early and set it at 45.
Yep. You know, your sleep number bed, it's a proven fact now through a variety of different polls and studies that people that sleep in a sleep number bed get more quality sleep, an average of 53 hours a year of more restful sleep. And proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now you can save 50% on your Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Only for a limited time, though, at your Sleep Number store, which is, of course, over in the Target Shopping Center. You need to go over to the Target Shopping Center and lay down on one of these beds. Let one of the experts tell you and show you, I should say, how this can be so much more comfortable than any bed you have. And these beds, I mean, you think about it as a Valentine's Day present or any type of present, how this would be for the rest of your life. Restful sleep. It's just a kind of a gift that keeps on giving. This offer is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:17 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident?
and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, I hope.
Yeah, we are. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil.
That's right. SST Oil has been one of the mainstays of the economy around here. I know that, you know, they kind of like go below the, they're kind of like riding right there below the surface. But they've been around here since 1967, delivering oil, gas, kerosene, jet fuel over the whole western United States. Right now, they have special deals on the Monitor heater, the Toyo heater, and the Toyo water heater. And, of course, they are fed by kerosene. And as long as you have the kerosene in there, you're going to have heat, hot water, everything you need like that. And they will make sure that kerosene keeps flowing for you. That's SST Oil. It's an employee-owned company that is always looking for good employees. Give them a call at 241-1167.
With us this morning is Robert Burke. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You writer, director, producer, talent, tap dancer, singer, actor. I mean, you do it all. Editor. And we have you come on the air because you're our film critic. And you've earlier in the program, you gave us the top 10 films due to the Critics' Choice Awards. And we were talking about the Tom Hanks movie that is in one of the top 10. We have not seen it yet, but you have a question, Carl.
But you've seen it.
Yeah, I have.
Is it? I've seen some reviews on it that were not spectacular.
I would probably agree with those reviews.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, even the trailer is not exciting. Or it doesn't, it doesn't hook you, because I'm not sure, is it a little girl whose parents have been killed or something, and then he's a storyteller that goes from town to town telling people what the news is, I guess.
Yeah.
He's kind of a living newspaper.
It really is a two-hour movie with about 20 minutes of plot.
Yeah.
It's really boring, and it's a lot of stuff just not happening.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes of movie stuffed into 2 hours.
Yeah, and the first serious point of conflict is like 40 minutes into the movie, and at that point you've already checked out. It's really boring. Not much is happening the entire film. And, I mean, technically it's really well made. Like, the cinematography is really good. Tom Hanks in it is really good. The 8-year-old girl who's in it, Helena Zengel, I believe is her name, she is fantastic. And there's even some buzz around her getting a Best Supporting Actress nomination, which would be crazy for an 8-year-old to get nominated for Best Supporting Actress. But
it's not an 8-year-old, yeah. It's not the first time, though. I think Tatum O'Neal, didn't she?
How old was Tatum? I think she was
like
older
12,
than
12, wasn't she?
I do not know on that one. I know in 2012, I forget the actress's name, but there was an actress nominated for Beasts of the Southern Wild who I think was 6 when the movie was made. But that was in Best Lead Actress she was nominated. So, yeah, it's... Tatum O'Neal from Paper Moon.
Paper Moon.
Paper
yeah.
Moon. She was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be crazy to see that happen, but overall it was just a really lackluster movie, and I'm really surprised to see it showing up in Best Picture here. It's a good indication that it might get nominated for, well, of course that, but also that it might get nominated for the Oscars, because if the Critics' Choice Awards is giving it a nomination, and the Critics' Choice Awards usually doesn't nominate boring movies like this, it's kind of an early sign. What I'm a little upset about is that we saw News of the World get nominated at the Critics' Choice Awards and not Soul, which was the new Pixar movie. Because the new Pixar movie Soul was, like, fantastic. And unfortunately, we're not seeing it get nominated anywhere except for music and animated feature.
Well, do you think it could be because the Critics' Choice Award, is it from somewhat older people?
It's
in the Academy Awards, the same thing?
It's kind of from younger people, the Critics' Choice Awards. It's kind of from like the 30 to 40 range.
Oh, so and the Oscars, that should have been in there.
Yeah. The Oscars used to be like a 60-year-old range, but they've added a lot of members recently, so I'm really not sure where they sit now in terms of that. But, yeah, I'm a little disappointed to not see Soul showing up a bit more.
What about this one? I want to see Coming to America 2. Have you seen the trailers on that?
I haven't, no.
It's, of course,
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, yeah. Of course, and it's years later. But it does. The trailers look great. Was Eddie Murphy really dissed on when that one movie he made when he was nominated for the Academy Award a couple years ago?
For Dolomite Is My Name.
Yeah, Dolomite Is My Name.
That was good.
That was a really good movie, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was he that good? Should he have gotten something?
I can't remember what else was big that year, but he was fantastic in it. I mean, I can't say if he should have won or not because I don't really remember. I remember 2018 being a really good year for movies, though, but I mean, yeah, he's incredible.
How would you like to have made a great movie in 1939 when it was supposedly the most magical year in Hollywood in 1939? Of course, a little bit before your time. No, it was before my time.
Yeah, but
too.
You know your history when it comes to films.
Well, you know, they said Gone with the Wind, The Adventures of Robin Hood. I mean, just there were so many great movies that year in 1939. So when you get, but you'll get years like that, won't you, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why is that? Is it just that they just happened to just all break at that time or released at that time?
Certain years kind of give, you know, really high quality films, I think. It's part of it, I think, is just purely coincidental that sometimes really great films end up coming out. But, I mean, if you look at every year, you can find incredible films that came out that year, to be completely honest. Like, I think every year people, like, there are a lot of articles this year saying, despite a pandemic, we still got some fantastic films.
Right.
And it still ended up being a good year for film. And I always think, yeah, they say that at the end of every single year, that every single year is a really good year for film, because we're living in it right now.
Yeah.
And we are remembering every single movie that's coming out and the ones that are getting a lot of praise, where maybe 30, 40 years from now, they'll remember, you know, a quarter, maybe an eighth of the movies that we thought were super significant this year. But, you know, sometimes there are circumstances in the world, like in 1939, color film really started coming,
coming out.
And Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, but there were others. Clark Gable didn't even win for that when it cleaned everything else, but Clark Gable didn't get it. I think he won it the next year. But the thing about that is back then they would do it all in one year. I mean, they would film it and release it in the same year. Now they'll be filming it, and it may not be released to the next year. Is that right? Because there's so much more, I guess, in GCI and all these other things.
Yeah, I mean,
or is this my imagination?
I mean, it really depends on the movie. I mean, you've seen a movie like Birdman have a super quick turnaround. It was shot in 12 days, edited in like 30. And you saw a movie like in 2019, Black Christmas was said, like, they announced it was going to start being shot in June, and it came out in December. And then, meanwhile, you have other movies that take 3 to 4 to 5 years to actually see the light of day. And that can be for a multitude of reasons. I think that there's just so many more movies now than there was back then.
Wasn't there a movie that the young guy, the boy in it, aged five or six years? Was there a movie like that?
I'm sure there was.
I'm going to go look that up because they took it over a period of time, and he and they filmed it over a 5-year period,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind of cool.
Well, we certainly enjoy you coming on our morning show and
Thank
always
you.
Bringing us great information. Again, when are the Critics Awards finalized?
The Critics' Choice Awards, I am not sure of the date. However, I can tell you that the Oscars this year, the nominations will be announced on March 12th, and the award ceremonies April 25th.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Robert Burke, theclevercritics.com. If you want to see his take on some of the movies, if you're looking like, do I want to rent this or rent that? Because we obviously know we're not able to. Have you heard anything about when the movies may be open?
It's up in the air,
okay.
Really, yeah.
I think we have to get red, I think, but I'm not even sure there.
Well, welcome back, and thank you so much for being on our show this morning. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful, wait, where's our hump day song?
That'll be later because he does not know about that yet. We have Pat Sears, our new producer, and he is doing a great job. 7:30 in the morning, 45 degrees. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
horses, cats like sleep, cats like lasers, cats like running, cats like birds, cats like
and a welcome back to KCNR. Now, I'm not sure if you saw the rage of what happened yesterday in the news, but you know how we see these Zoom calls. Well, yesterday, just cruising around a little bit on Facebook and on other social media, I saw something that was just hilarious. And I thought of my good friend who is a cat lover, because even though it's not a perfect way to start an important meeting, firing up your video chat software only discover you resemble a talking cat. How many people saw this? Lawyer Rod Ponton learned this the hard way during a virtual hearing. Hello, it was a judge and an attorney, when he showed up to the live stream with a cat filter enabled. So every time he said something, there was a picture of a cat that was saying exactly what he was saying. I'm here, he says. I am not a cat. Kitten Zoom filter mishap. I don't even know, did he do it? Was this one of his kids? You know, so it was really, really funny, and I think it was the funniest thing I saw all day. It made my day. I don't know about you guys, but I had to say, lawyer tells judge, I'm not a cat during kitten filter mishap. You have to go see if you can find that online. And you have something, Art. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, yesterday on the show, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show, go to our archives, because we had Dr. Muhammad Khan, who is the leading cardiologist here in Reading, and of course, Casey Fatch, the CEO from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Jeff Strom, who heads up this down at the University of California, Davis, this procedure that started, oh gosh, probably 10 years ago, but is now, it's worked its way up into a Shasta Regional Medical Center, where you can replace your valve of your heart, and you do it with, it goes up through a artery into the heart, into, and replaces the bad valve. And it's done, and you no longer have to have your chest split open and open heart surgery. They can do it this way, which means is that literally they've had patients awake while they were replacing the valve in their heart. This lady says, nope, I don't want to go under. And so they gave her locals, and she was awake during the whole procedure. That afternoon you're getting up, and the next day you're going home, as compared to open heart surgery, where you would be in there for 4 or 5 days in the hospital. This is just one of the things, one of the procedures that Shasta Regional Medical Center offers. Healing starts there. Okay, you and your kitty cat.
Well, what happens if your children are, of course, your kids online or grandkids online that are doing distant learning? Well, evidently one of the kids, you know, put on the kitty filter, and when he got on to do his Zoom meeting. I mean, we saw that with your sister. I mean, there were 4 or 5 different people. There were the opposing attorney, and it was just a quick snippet as she was kind of showing what she was doing the day of her birthday. You know, it was a big milestone birthday for her, but she was representing a client, and we don't really know what it was about, but it was just showed, you know, a picture of her and the judge, 2 attorneys, and probably expert witnesses. But this is funny because this... This is, this was hilarious. You can do your own filters, too. If you go to your next Zoom meeting, you can become a talking potato. You can become many different things if you wish to have an avatar speaking on behalf of you.
Yesterday, I talked about Tessica Brown, Louisiana woman, who was forced to seek medical treatment because she had run out of hairspray. So she used Gorilla Glue spray adhesive on her hair. And, you know, it had been a month, and her hair was not moving. It was growing, but it wasn't moving. And she said I will be leaving tomorrow to go see a surgeon. I will update you guys the second I have news again. Now, she had admitted herself to an emergency room in Louisiana. She was reportedly instructed to sterilize water and nail polish remover to try and soften the glue. Now she's going to fly to Los Angeles to meet Dr. Michael Obeng, a plastic surgeon who has offered his services for free. Well, as she can, but so far she has she refers to herself as the Gorilla Glue Girl on YouTube. Says she hasn't been able to remove the glue since spraying her on her do about a month ago. She is already okay. She said a surgeon would try to remove it. That can take up to 3 days and cost over $12,000. Now, he said he's going to do it for free, but she has already raised more than $17,000 via an online fundraiser she has arranged to cover medical expenses. Now, $17,000 for spraying your hair with Gorilla Glue spray adhesive. Have you ever heard of that, of anything like that? No, I bet you haven't. Your turn.
Well, I was thinking about this conversation I had. I was a part of the other day, and I came home and I told you I was really disturbed about it. You know, I still can't get away from just being in an environment where somebody doesn't walk through the door and automatically just start dumping in the room about Trump. Just dumping. Not how are you, how's everything. It goes right into this anger. And did you hear the remarks? You know he incited the riot. And I sit there and I think, well, you know, I have two options. I can either walk out. We're talking friends here. So I just, like, try to let the moment go past me. But according to this particular article I'm looking at right now, Democrats played a deceptively edited video of former President Donald Trump's speech at the beginning of the impeachment trial on Tuesday, leaving out his call for supporters to, quote, peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard, quote.
The thing about it is, you would think that, the election's over. So many people from the Democratic side are saying, oh, no, let's just bring our country together. Let's just get beyond that, who have been, you know, media. Bruce Springsteen, who has been, was one of the, you know, one of the people that was in the attack mode for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
was in a Jeep commercial in the Super Bowl saying it's time for us to move forward. Well, you know, Springsteen's right, but one of the reasons that we were split was because of Bruce Springsteen having a national stage to say the things he said. Anyway, I am of the type. I'm one of millions, tens of millions of people that voted for Mr. Trump, President Trump. He lost. I've accepted that. I've accepted the fact he lost. And I don't have, you know what, I don't have a way of saying it was false. I don't have a way of saying that. So President Biden is my president. And then President Biden says, move on. Let's all move on. And then he does things. So all these people that hated Trump, literally hated Trump, your friends, it's over. You got a new president. You got a new Congress. And yet the anger is still mm-hmm. there because they're not ready to move on. They're not ready to say, okay, let's put this, you know, put this aside. Of course, when you have an impeachment trial going.
Yes, which is that's the first thing that you read. It's the top of every headline. It's the top of every headline is about the impeachment. You know, Trump impeachment lawyer allegedly called POTUS effing crook. Reports Trump furious with legal team.
Well, the
list goes on.
Well, they voted yesterday, and six Republicans came over to the Democratic side that said, okay, this is constitutional. I'm still not sure it's constitutional. They're using a case of not the president, but somebody else from the 1870s. The man is out of office. So what they're trying to do is, here's what they're trying to do is they want to find him guilty so he can never run again.
Right.
Now, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. They're not going to get 67 senators to say that Trump should be impeached. That's not going to happen. So then they're going to censure him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what what's his face wants to do. The Senate majority leader wants to censure him if he doesn't get the impeachment, and he won't. He won't. And again, is this the way to start off the Biden administration? It is a mess. It is a something that's not doing our country any good. And in the meantime, these things are happening, like $15 an hour wage was just pushed out of the mm-hmm. House subcommittee. $15 an hour federal wage. Now, think about this, my friends. $15 an hour. You know, California is getting there. But then you go to Idaho, who is still like $8 an hour. And you're going to, and by 2025, they've got to double the wages. They've already said that you're going to lose 2 million jobs over it. Well, we're going to raise 900,000 people out of poverty. Really? No. If 1.9 million people lose jobs, that 900,000 people in poverty is going to raise. It's going to raise. Anyway, we need to take a quick break.
Well, let's come back when we do. I would love to bring up an article I read about, you know, Rush Limbaugh and talk radio.
Okay. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have probably the best haircuts ever. It's the only place I've ever had my hair cut was at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work on appointments only, disposable aprons around your neck, all these things. You're absolutely safe when you go there to get a, you know, to get a haircut. If ever anybody has ever said you caught COVID from a barbershop or hair salon, I'm you know what? Somebody needs to show me statistics that says that happens. Anyway, they work by appointments, and they have for, you know, since before COVID. 244-9478, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Sometime. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. All right. So, Carl, you know, we know that, you know, we've been fans. I mean, I remember growing up listening to this guy. You know, my dad, my brother, they are complete Rush Limbaugh fans. And, you know, as we're going through, times are changing. I don't know. I still listen to radio. I still listen to, you know, when I'm driving around, I'll listen to AM, I'll listen to FM. I like to listen to, you know, some of the, you know, our weekend shows. I like to listen to local. It gives me a local flair. Also, I love to listen to Levin and, of course, Dave Ramsey. And, you know, anyway, so in this article, they talked about, you know, Rush Limbaugh has been, on the air for over 30 years, and he has been, you know, he's got cancer, and he thought he was, you know, going to be gone. But anyway, so this particular article is talking about the ailing, you know, just a new, like, talk radio in itself.
Now, conservative talk radio.
Conservative talk radio. Podcasts and some of the newer technologies are, I don't know, is it an age thing? Because I'm wondering if the 15 and the 18-year-olds listen to radio or if they just listen to podcasts.
Well, they're still in all the studies they're making is that radio is the way that almost all people, well over 80%, get news. And in their lives is from radio. You know, I think that it's streaming, podcasts and all these things, but it still puts out it's not conservative radio. That it's the fact that it's shifting. Like, you can listen to our shows anywhere you go in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you still have people listening. You have people from Indiana writing to us, and people from Virginia listening to the show. We even, you know, remember the phone call we got from Tahiti?
Right.
These two guys called us from Tahiti. You know, so it's that kind of thing that Rush Limbaugh, however, and even though he's on we know he's on another station, and he's like the gorilla of talk radio.
Yeah.
But he is the one, you could say, the most changed things. And people, you know, they say, oh, is conservative radio failing? No, it's not. Rush is going to move on. Somebody, there's so many young people, Shapiro, Levin, so many other people that are younger, that you can listen to every night and every day. They don't have the stations, that number of stations that Rush has. Hannity's going to be around for a while. Mm-hmm. Levin's going to be around for a while. Armstrong and Getty, who are on our station, has got, you know, is growing a huge following because they are kind of like an equal opportunity target. They look for targets from every side. And they have, one's more conservative than the other one. Both of them are fiscally conservative. So you have that. No. So, see, that's not going to end. But Rush Limbaugh, I imagine in the next, and I hate to say it, I don't want anybody, I don't care who it is, to pass.
No, but
I don't think he has much, you know, much time left, but according to what he says.
According to what he says.
But when he passes, there ends an era that he built, which is going to be, and that'll be said.
Now, I want to talk about an era as well, and it's something that I just witnessed. Okay, so watching the Super Bowl and being with some fellow veterans, you and some fellow veterans, who stands for the national anthem wherever they are? And those who just talk through it, think nothing of it, don't respect it. Don't, it doesn't matter to them. They were maybe not raised that way. They, anyway. So Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks, they will stop playing the national anthem before the games.
They have not played it this whole preseason or this whole year. And nobody really noticed it until, you know, one of the newscasters was there and he noticed it and they reached out to Cuban. And the organization said, we haven't played the national anthem all year. Well, that's up to Mark Cuban, who made his money here in America under the safety and the security that was bought for him or with people's lives. You know, but see, there is the thing. I'm going to use this analogy as in Cowboys. We had the gentleman from Red Bluff. That raised Red Rock.
Yeah, John.
John, here. And he said, you're seeing more and more cowboys from other countries, bull riders. And we're just talking bull riders, who are now making their names on the circuit. And he says it's because they are in some ways tougher than a lot of our young men who have come up, even though we've got outstanding young men. He says they are still working on ranches. They are still sleeping on the dirt and this, which makes them they've been raised harsher than Americans. And there lies the future. We're going to be going up against people who have lived harsher lives, who have not had the advantages that we have had. You know, we talk about our poor, and it is true, our poor, have to, you know, work extremely hard to keep things going. But if you look at the level of our poverty, and then you look at some place like Somalia or Ghana or places in Europe, our poverty level is so much higher than their poverty level. So the question is here's Mark Cuban, who obviously is a brilliant man, a brilliant person, you know, in his field, that says, well, we don't need the national anthem because really, what does it add? What does it detract? You know, does it take away from playing?
Well, there's a picture of every single, except for one guy, there's a picture. Everybody's kneeling but one guy.
The women's soccer team. They knelt except for three of them. And who got the flak? The three of them who didn't kneel. Why didn't you kneel? It was your team. Well, our team plays together, and we don't make judgments on each other if we kneel or don't kneel. And, you know, you looked at the Super Bowl. You didn't see anybody kneeling at the Super Bowl.
But we didn't.
On the teams.
So, yeah.
You know, and it showed it in a flyover. So whether he does it or not, frankly, it's come, you know, our world is changing, and our world is changing quick. These last 2 years, our world has changed fast. And under our new president, it's going to change faster. So stand by. You know, it's one of those things that is sit down, buckle up. And in the last term was in shut up. No, we can't shut up. We have got to keep fighting for things that we believe in.
Well, we are in a cancel culture. We are living in a cancel culture.
Where you can say a word that you say, as Dave Chappelle said 11 years ago, will come back and ruin your career. He said the scariest thing for him in his life, Dave Chappelle, the comedian, African-American comedian, who was brilliant also. Maybe I use that word too much, but he is funny. He says, the thing I fear most is you. And he was looking at the audience.
Yeah.
He says, it's you. Because I may say something that 10 years from now, you're going to come back and you're going to beat me up with it because things have changed in your mind. And you will ruin my career. And you think of Kevin Hart.
Right.
And his career has not been, of course, ended by any means. But he was, you know, thrown out of the Oscar job because of something he had tweeted 12 years before about his son playing with dolls. Anyway.
Okay.
Here's the thing is, my friends. We're not quitting. We're not quitting. We're going to keep fighting for everything we believe in. And Northern California may be a little bit different. But we still believe and taking responsibility. We still believe in working hard. We still believe in not having things handed to us to earn these things. We still believe in a good education. We still believe in taking care of each other. And this is something that we teach our children and our grandchildren. We're going to be right back. Glenn Haber from Radio Ranch Reach. We're going to talk about COVID and vaccinations.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Republican senators, former President Trump's lead attorney Bruce Castor, defending the performance of Mr. Trump's legal team on day one of the former president's Senate impeachment trial.
Well, we had a good day.
A good day? Well, the Heritage Foundation's John Malcolm takes a different view.
The presentation made by the House managers, I thought, was certainly more polished than the presentation made by Mr. Trump's lawyers. I actually, wasn't terribly impressed with those, but we will see how they do in the days ahead.
Malcolm on the Salem Radio Network. The Senate will reconvene in about 1 hour to hear opening arguments. Inflation continues to barely register on the economy's radar screen. Consumer prices did rise 0.3% last month.
Even though the gain was the biggest monthly increase since July, inflation gains over the past year have remained modest. The Labor Department reports the January increase in consumer prices followed 0.2% gains in both November and December. It was also the sharpest jump since prices rose 0.5% in July, a month when the country was reopening following the coronavirus lockdowns in the spring.
Correspondent Jeremy House. President Biden will be crossing the Potomac later today.
For the first time as Commander-in-Chief, Mr. Biden will visit with defense officials at the Pentagon,
where he will thank the men and women serving our country and keeping the American people safe.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president also will discuss the role of the Defense Department in national security and will talk about the significance of Lloyd Austin being the first black defense secretary in U.S. history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks have been bouncing around a bit this morning on Wall Street. Small gains, small losses. Right now, the Dow is up 42 points, NASDAQ down 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with the cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
No end to the unrest in Myanmar following the recent military coup. Demonstrators continuing pressing demands for a return to civilian rule.
A fifth day of protests, and the numbers are still big, the crowds diverse. This was Sule Pagoda in central Yangon. Young activists, now adopting the dress code of hard hats and backpacks from Hong Kong, led and organized many of the marchers coming into the city. There were doctors in hospital gowns, teachers in crisp white tops, some bare-chested bodybuilders, and one group of young women in multicolored ball gowns. There's plenty of humor and creativity, a sense of fun despite the ever-present worry that the army will eventually be deployed against them.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. A spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates has swung into orbit around Mars, a triumph for the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. Townhall.com. A Los Angeles judge is blocking some so-called progressive criminal justice reforms advocated by the local DA.
Superior Court Judge James Kalpent ruled that DA George Gaskin can't require his deputies to drop sentencing enhancements. The case was brought by the Deputy District Attorneys Union against the new DA to challenge some of his signature reforms. Gaskin overcame opposition from law enforcement unions during his campaign to unseat two-term incumbent Jackie Lacey. Now he faces some of his stiffest opposition from within his office. John Scott reporting.
A hacker's foiled attempt to poison the water supply of one small Florida city is raising alarms about just how vulnerable the country's water systems could be to attacks by more sophisticated intruders. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is now up 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we? Yes. And if you want to join the chat room, just hop into our website here and just go into the chat room and become one of our members. Today is the 10th of February. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have, we're training a new producer. Pat is in there. Oh, no. Pat just ran away screaming. His hair is on fire, and Jared's back in there.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
Pat, you did a great job, buddy. Why'd you... I'm getting a thumbs up from Pat. This is not an easy job, moving all the buttons and levers, because you push a button, which sometimes can be run by static electricity, even though now we're spraying everything in the world to prevent that, and it takes everybody off the air. And we all look at each other. We look at him, and he's looking down at his buttons going, well, what's wrong? Well, nothing's wrong, really. But anyway, we're here with Linda and the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's going to be sunny today with our high of 70 and our overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for showers with a high of 54 and overnight lows of 41. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 58, overnight lows of 45. And Saturday, showers once again with a high of 55, overnight lows of 38. Sunday, which I believe is Valentine's Day, high of 68. And Sunday night, rain likely more mainly after 4 a.m. Mostly clouded with low near around 44. And that's the forecast here for the weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discount. Now, let's not forget that Monday is called President's Day, Washington's birthday. We kind of clump them together with the president, but that is a rain, likely mostly cloudy with a high near 56. Three-day weekend's coming up there, so just know what it is. And again, Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, does bring the weather to us. Our wonderful sponsors since the day that we started, and veteran-owned and locally family-owned. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, okay, gents, I've got something for you for Valentine's Day. I got to share it before we get to our guest. When your wife mentions Valentine's Day, never make an ignorant sound, okay, ever. Never make an ignorant sound, because it's taking, not in the gist of that you're just a guy and you make ignorant sounds, okay? And then I'm going to talk about Four Winds Jewelry later on in the show, okay, that goes down. She's got a special shelf in Four Winds Jewelry. Just go on over there. It says Carl Shelf. And it's all types of I could have done better gifts, or I shouldn't have said that gifts. Or, gee, I wish I could have taken that back. I wish I had a delete button on me. Or it could just be anything, you know. So, but we're here with...
Glenn is just definitely cracking up because he's a guy. And, you know, I mean, do you... Is it just a, you know, genetic...
Possibly.
You know what?
You can blame genetics. That's an easy
thing. That's the thing. And it's in our DNA that I was grunting because I was thinking of going out and killing a mastodon. And I went... You know, something like that, because I was thinking of mastodon hunting. Do you ever make a mistake like that?
Well, who doesn't make mistakes?
We're welcome here to the show, Glenn.
Glenn Hayward is here with us, and he heads up the whole medical arm of Ready Rancheria, which started off relatively small, and at this point is going to be franchised out, I think. I tell you what, if it's working, why not? And so good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice truck.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you on. Hey, I was just curious because, you know, it feels like a new opening in Weaverville, a new opening. How many facilities does the Reading Rancheria have as far as, you know, health centers?
Well, currently we have four facilities that are open and running. We're in two construction projects of opening up a new one in Weaverville. And then next week we're doing another RFP for an architectural firm to expand our Trinkery campus. We bought another about 10,000 square feet of medical office space right next to us to expand that healthcare as well.
In Trinity?
That will be over in Trinkery.
Oh.
The one in Trinity in Weaverville is 18,000 square feet, and that they're putting the roof on it next week, and
My
we
goodness.
Should be open by October.
So you have two to go.
Four right now. Two more to go.
That's
plus
fantastic.
The
plus the health village, which is going to be a...
we can't wait to go into that detail.
We talked a little about... before we get into all of these other questions we have, let's talk about what you're doing with the vaccinations. Now, frankly...
For COVID.
For COVID. Now, frankly, I see what's happening in the United States. You read what's happening in other states. And then you try to see what's happening literally in California. Mm-hmm. And, another shot goes across the bow of Gavin Newsom. This man, who knows, he may be nice to his kids. I don't know. But you probably know it because you're in the medical field. But does anybody else in California, what are the rules? Because now I understand teachers are going to be vaccinated.
So the rules are set by CDC and the Department of Public Health, and these are set that almost all facilities have to follow. In order to be able to maintain their supply of COVID vaccines, because if you don't follow the phases they set forth, they're going to restrict you and they're going to suspend you from getting COVID vaccines.
So. Oh, that's good. Let's just kill those people.
Okay.
So that's the punishment. So, it's the carrot and the stick model, which never works.
Right.
So
let's just punish everybody because somebody didn't get it right.
And there's reasons behind that. You want to try and get your most vulnerable. You want to try and get the frail. You want to try and get people more in an equitable base. But for us, it just wasn't working that way. So we took a different approach when we gave out the vaccines.
And you can do that because?
Well, when we signed up, tribes are unique in that we are funded by the Indian Health Service. We're a federal entity, so we have autonomy from the state regulations in regards to many things, but one of those is included as the COVID vaccines. So we have the ability to look at our tribe and say our patient population is a unique population, and the one-size-fits-all doesn't work for us, and we needed to make adjustments to take care of our people, and that's what we did. So we spent the first 3 weeks really focusing on our elders in the tribes across the nation. Typically, an elder is somebody who's 50 and over. We don't wait until 65
but
or 75. Yeah.
That is in the culture of the Native American people, is that, revering the elders.
You do.
Isn't that nice? That's a beautiful thing.
It is. And, the elders are where we are at today because of our elders. So we have to look to them and we honor them. So 50 and over is an elder. So we focused 3 weeks on just getting all of our elders vaccinated, everybody who wanted it. And we did that. And then the tribe said, listen, we are Native Americans. Being a Native American is a predisposed condition as it is for COVID and any other health disease. Native Americans suffer disproportionately from diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and have a higher mortality rate. So we said, why are we waiting? We don't want to wait months and months for this age group to be approved and we can start giving the vaccine down. Mm-hmm. We have 18-year-olds who have asthma and who have obesity, and they have high risk. Let's start giving them vaccines. So the tribe made the decision to open our vaccines up to any of our patients that are 18 and over. So that's what we're doing now. We're vaccinating
as
many people
any
as possible.
Now, that's the tribe has been vaccinated, and now you're opening it up to everybody that's in your...
Anyone of our patient in our patient population at our tribal health center, 18 and over.
That you're seeing in all your different health centers.
We got enough vaccines yesterday to push them out to the rest of our health campuses. We started our tribal health center.
One of the things Jack said a couple weeks ago was that the amount of vaccine that came into California that was allocated for the tribes was really low.
It was. We initially were told, okay, tell us exactly how many you need. We said, okay, we want 5,000 to start. We got the feedback, absolutely, we're going to get you those. And then we had 100 show up.
Mm.
Right.
So that's kind of the way it worked.
He said, so many thousand hit California, 100,000, whatever. You went out to all the tribes. It was something like 5,000 doses.
Right. Yeah, we wanted 5,000
the state of,
for the
state
entire
of California.
State, correct, for all tribes in California.
You see it rolling in now?
It is rolling in now. We are getting, we got 1,100 vaccines yesterday. We got another 100 today. Mm-hmm. We're getting another 1,100 at the end of the week. So we're just pushing these out and vaccinate as many people as possible because at the end of the day, our patients live and work in this community.
Yeah.
How do you go about recruiting your doctors?
The recruitment for us, we have a very good compensation package, which is competitive with everybody else in the market, and everybody has to be about the same pay. What happens is the culture for working for the tribe is that I've worked for a lot of organizations that preach, hey, we take care of you, let's have a balance of life, yeah, but they never deliver, and the Redding Rancheria absolutely does deliver that. We care about our employees. We put all of our efforts in taking care of our employees. We give them a good balance of life. We give them time off. We have lots of paid holidays. We do little special things that that let them know that we appreciate them because I think in leadership you have to remember that you need your staff more than they need you. If I don't show up for work for 6 months, everything will go on fine. Patients will be taken care of. But if they don't show up for one day, we're stuck in the water.
Well, you know what? And Casey Fatch and Randall Hemplein and other leaders like yourself say that. And, you know, and we have left here before for 2 weeks at a time. And, you know, in the first 5 days, that's great. But then I tell you what, the rest of the time, I'm sitting there kind of. But when you have your people that know what they're doing, they, you know, that they just take care of everything. We never hear a word. You know, that, oh, my gosh, you know, the whole place is, you know, crashed. You never hear anything like that. But at some point, we have to also applaud the leadership of, you know, Shasta Regional and the Redding Rancheria is because you've trained your people to that extent. And when you say 6 months, your job is thinking well beyond 6 months. So, you know, what I'm saying is you need to take the accolades because if anything goes wrong, there's going to be a spear in your chest.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we have Glenn Hayward. We're going to, and in fact, it would be really nice because we want to know just who Glenn Hayward is when we come back. Okay, I'm going to do a little background on Glenn. KTNR 96.5 FM, this is Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Orchard Nutrition. You know what? Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center over on Locust Street. Has been around a long time. They were established in 1982 by Joe Marino, and Joe has built a organization that has 100% certified organic produce. That means from the ground to the processing plants to the delivery, everything is 100% organic produce. A great grocery selection. There, of course, they have, when this COVID lists up a little bit, I think you can, by the way, you can still order sandwiches and stuff, and they'll bring them out to you. Best in the North State, so many times that they retired the belt with them. And they have a very large number of seminars, on health seminars, that you can watch online just by going to OrchardNutrition.com and check out their past seminars. That's Orchard Nutrition right here in the city of Redding. We'll be right back with Glenn Hayward.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofredding.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. You caught me right in the middle of my 96 point. I know. What? We're talking about Super Bowl, and that was my expression after several margaritas. What? It was. There wasn't even a say what. Or what the hell? It was what? It was an abbreviation.
You don't expect me to argue with that, do you?
KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are here with Glenn Hayward. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Hey, they're locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They have it all here, and they saved probably several businesses during the last PPP distribution of funds to help businesses. And now they're taking the lead again in the second iteration of it. Three locations, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right down the street from here. I can almost see it from the studios. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. They're still moving dreams forward. They are still helping businesses start. They are still helping our community. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Glenn Hayward, who heads up the – what is your title?
Executive Director of Health Raleigh Rancheria's Tribal Health System.
Okay. And you have grown this from the original clinic for the rancheria and employees of the rancheria. It did not have to be Native Americans.
Correct.
And as we talked earlier, to four facilities now and building another, plus the health campus.
Correct.
And we're going to get to that at some point, but Linda has some questions.
Well, I do. And, you know, we hear about the Hayward family and we know about, you know, that what you're doing and it's a, such a positive picture, Glenn, of what you're doing and growing. And so, let's learn a little bit about Glenn, and let's find out a little bit of your history and how did you decide to go into this field?
Well, I'm a Reading Rancheria tribal member. I started out of high school. I was born and raised here. I went to Shasta College and got my RN license. Then I got my BSN license. I started working at Shasta Regional. It was actually Reading Medical Center back then in the emergency room. I moved up to a director of the emergency room. And then in 2011, the tribe asked me to come back and help expand their healthcare operations. And so that's what I've been doing. Since then, I've gone back to school and got my nurse practitioner license. So I'm working on that. I take my boards in a few weeks, and that's kind of where I'm at.
I didn't know that. And that's what I love about this show and being able to find out about, you know, this nursing degree, you know, and then your love for, you know, I mean, it's all about, like, if you have a good nurse, you have a good nurse. If you don't have a good nurse, oh boy. But it's great. So you've helped build this health program, with the tribal health systems. And what would you say, so far for you would be what you feel is your greatest accomplishment?
Oh, well, I think at the end of the day, my greatest accomplishment and probably my most rewarding is just being a husband and a father. I have four kids, my wife and I do, so that's my most rewarding job. But when we're talking health-wise, my greatest accomplishment would probably be able to improve access to the underserved population to get health care. For years and years, it's always been, you know, the thought that if you're on Medi-Cal or you have no insurance, that you have to have the bottom of the barrel health care. We provide them the premier level of health care. So when you come into our facilities, you feel like you have the best insurance in the world. You're treated like a king and a queen, and that's how we take care of you.
I love that. You know, we so many places that people are worried to maybe move to or be somewhere that is somewhat remote is, what kind of health care am I going to get? I mean, it's not just about going to the nearest emergency room. So one of the things I wasn't aware of before, and I asked you at the break, is that do you have to be a tribal member in order to go to one of your health clinics?
So you don't have to be a tribal member. You don't even have to be Native American. Our Trinity Health Center, our Central Valley Healthcare, our Churn Creek Healthcare is open to anybody with Medi-Cal or Medicare. So you just call in one of those campuses, say you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment, and we're accepting new patients.
Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Medi-Cal. Now, and what this has done is taken, how many people are you now seeing?
About 20,000 patients.
About 20,000 patients that are no longer having to go to the emergency room in many cases. They now have a doctor, physician's assistant that sees them. Somebody came in the other day. I said, "Do you have Medicare?" He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Have you gone down to the Rancheria's clinics? It's open for non-Native Americans, and your co-pays are ridiculous."
Yeah.
Low. That's what I was talking about.
Ridiculously low is zero.
Ridiculously low. Yeah. It's not ridiculous. Ridiculously low. And I said, you need to check this out, because you're going to have a regular physician and you're going to get the medications, not the ones that the pharmaceuticals or some guy sitting in an office someplace else. It's what the doctors are giving you.
Exactly. And those are the two most vulnerable population, your Medi-Cal population and our elderly. And, you know, the elderly insurance, Medicare, doesn't cover much. And so it doesn't provide you that level of care that you typically need when you become elderly.
Yeah.
So, and then adding the component of no copays, no share costs, no deductibles, no prescription costs, that complements their care and it improves their overall health care. And that's the goal.
And this is something when people ask about money, and I asked this question once because it came up in the chat room, mm-hmm. and your answer was?
All money that we generate at any of our health campuses go right back into the healthcare operations. So not one penny is spent on anything else other than healthcare operations. And that's how we can provide these other services and do more of preventative medicine. Preventative medicine saves money. You just have to be in it for the long haul. It's not a quick turnaround. The next month you're going to have a higher profit margin. It's long term, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. That's where the savings come, and you have to commit to that.
And give us like three examples of preventative medicine.
So preventative medicine for us would be acupuncture. It would be massage therapy. It would be rejuvenative medicine. It's those types of things that make you feel good about yourself.
Like a wellness.
It's the wellness component.
I love that.
Well, you know, the whole thing is if you can prevent it. That's why,
right.
You know, colonoscopies.
Gyms, free gyms on site, free exercise classes. Those are things
anything
that
anything you can do. Okay, now here's some questions before we roll out of our
chat
segment
pack.
Here. Can Glenn say how they track those with adverse reactions or died from CV19 experimental vaccines. Have you had adverse reactions or anybody die?
We've had no adverse reactions. We've had expected reactions, which is coming down from everybody. Some people have injection site tenderness, just mm-hmm. like if you got a tetanus shot. Very similar to that. Some people have had some body aches and headaches for a couple of days. About within 48 hours, they completely clear up. But these are expected findings across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we
Does
do...
Does that include the second shot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Typically, the first shot doesn't cause much other than the arm yeah. soreness. Second shot, you get that booster. Your immune mm-hmm. system's kind of ramped up, so you kind of feel a little achy, but it goes away.
Yeah, it hit my daughter, yeah. and, but it didn't hit either
Definitely
of
better than yeah. the symptoms of COVID.
Okay, so. Now here's the other part. What happens to the waste in non-used and thawed bags? Is it considered hazardous waste?
No, we don't waste anything, so we wouldn't throw anything away. We use every drop that we have to get to people. But, no, it's just like any other vaccine. It goes into the pharmaceutical bin, and it's all
taken care of that way. Yep. Okay, good. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, a question when we come back. And we are here with Glenn Hayward, and we're talking about the Indian Health Service and that you, too, if you're Medicare, Medi-Cal, can be a patient in one of their four soon-to-be-six facilities. And this portion of the show, again, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. And when I say, hey, guys, I'm saying, hey, girls, too. Like, maybe just buy something for yourself. You know, if he forgets, buy your own.
Just go in there and talk to Rebecca and say, Carl sent me in to get that perfect Valentine's Day present. He said to look in his custom
Dash.
Shelf there, his custom shelf, because he has, you know, a variety of things, ranging from simply a silver chain that goes around your wrist to emeralds. That were taken from King Tut's tomb and mounted in a princess tiara. So, Four Winds Jewelry, though, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Work it!
And my time was running wild in million dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get two free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get two free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, get a second opinion on your retirement plans and 401ks. Things have changed a lot over the last couple of years. As Glenn's nodding his head up and down, give Judy a call at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this, helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. She's offering a free review and evaluation of your plans, which probably is a good idea with the way the craziness has been going on for the last couple of years in the stock market. Are you getting the best returns? Are you paying too much? Maxwell Insurance and Financial, give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Linda and I are here with Glenn Hayward, who is the head of the medical arm of the Reading Rancheria. And in under Glenn, they have mushroomed. They have expanded to several facilities, 20,000 patients. And that are under Medicare and Medicaid. Now, here's the thing that is so important about that, in my opinion. These are people that wouldn't be seen by regular doctors because there's just not enough room, not enough time. Would probably be going to the emergency rooms, not getting the care, really, that they needed, especially the elderly and the ones on Medicaid who are, you know, poor and have children. So they are being seen at your facilities there. And we're talking about any, they've opened up vaccinations for their patients, 18 and above. They said you have to make reservations, and they set up clinics as move people through there. The fact, too, is that they work on a holistic approach, that it's not just meds, that it's lifestyle changes, it's exercise, it's sleep, eating well. And the next question was, of course, is your health campus that you're going to build. That's on your property right across the creek.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be our flagship medical campus. It's right across the creek from Wind River Casino. We are finished the schematic design. We're doing design development now, and then we'll move into construction documents. But this is going to be the pinnacle of the tribe's health care. It's been on our strategic plan for probably at least 20 years, maybe 25 years. And so it's finally coming to fruition, and this is going to be a 190,000 square foot medical campus, and the majority of it is dedicated to wellness rather than medical appointments. We only have about a 75,000 square foot facility that is dedicated to medical, dental, behavioral health, your typical Western medicine type of approach. The other portion of the facility is committed to wellness with an indoor pool, rejuvenative medicine, massages, indoor running track, indoor basketball court, full gym for all of our patients and our staff, meditation rooms, things like that that really improve a person's overall wellness that complements the Western medicine, because that's what it really should be doing, complementing and augmenting.
Well, you know, until, and I think you and I talked a little bit about this, but to me this is fascinating. Mm-hmm. At the turn of the century, our medical schools did teach that. Mm-hmm. Did, you know, they were for acupuncture. They were for all these and natural herbs as opposed to
pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals. And, of course, then when the pharmaceuticals started,
right,
things changed. Mm-hmm. But even the medical schools did that. And do you know if the medical schools are kind of starting to lean back in that direction?
I think that they do that. You know, there's a difference. You have MDs and DOs. Mm-hmm. They're all medical doctors. But we have quite a few DOs. That's a doctorate of osteopathy. So
right.
They practice medicine as well. But they also have a bigger component of more holistic medicine, of bringing your body in line and doing adjustments and that approach that is a little more holistic. And so that works well with our patient population. So it works also well with our vision of how we want healthcare to be delivered.
Yeah, you know, for people that, you know, there's so much stuff. And again, we go online. And it's gotten to the point that when you read something that you literally have to read four sources. Mm-hmm. And when it gets into herbs and plants, it seems like there are plants and herbs out there that we have used for centuries mm-hmm. that work. And yet there's always this little thing in the back of my mind is, okay, are they selling this? You know, what are they making right. from this? That kind of thing. But do you believe in that type of that herbs and bark and roots and things like that can actually help people with high blood pressure? Diabetes. Any of these?
Oh, absolutely. We're not a plug for Pure products, but Pure vitamins and mineral products. Mm-hmm. We carry that in our pharmacy, and our doctors routinely prescribe that, and that's given free to our patients as well to complement. You know, if you aren't augmenting whatever they're giving you with lifestyle changes and making better choices, it doesn't matter how much blood pressure medication you get. If you're not going to do it right, at some point the meds aren't going to work anymore either. So you got to do the whole approach.
I believe in that wholeheartedly. In an article that recently came out, you had, to quote you, to help people develop healthy lifestyles, there will be 6 indoor demonstration kitchens mm-hmm. where whole families can learn healthy cooking from a dietitian, an on-site organic garden with fruit trees and vegetable crops is also planned.
That's the goal. So we have patients that want to learn how to cook. I mean, it's not easy to cook healthy. And, the society isn't set up to make it easy or cheap.
No.
It's expensive to cook healthy.
I have to tell you, guilty, and I've been right there. I know what it is to kind of go into I used to go to this place twice a year and do like a juice fast and do everything that was just about calming down and cleaning out. Mm-hmm. But the other day, I came back from something and I just stopped through. I did a drive-through. And they were doing like a Whopper special. And I don't do fast food rarely, mm-hmm. but I will occasionally. So I looked at this bag. I felt this bag, and I thought to myself, I said when I got home, Carl, this is why America's fat. Because this is common food. And feel how heavy this bag is. This is without the Cokes or the Diet Cokes. This was just Whopper and fries.
And you know how I answered her? You're right.
No, it's eating cardboard. It really is. But you know, sometimes when you're in a hurry and it's,
sure.
but it's a crappy alternative or a crummy alternative, shall we say? But the thing is that it does take a concerted effort to mm-hmm. eat healthy. You know, what can I grab to go out of the door? I'm running. So you know, the meal planning is a really important thing, and sometimes carrying your little thing with you so you can, eat throughout the day and know that it's going to be almonds or whatever that is, you know.
It is, and we focus on the children, so because we know that you've got to start those habits early. So we bring the kids in and we bring their family, and the kids learn how to cut carrots, how to cut vegetables. And so when the whole family sits around their own demonstration kitchen and cooks and follow a dietitian, it becomes a family thing. And then you incorporate hand games and traditional things like that that bring the family together. And so you install those habits early.
Give me your child till they're 10. And they will be forever mine. You know, that kind of thing. No, but that, you know, that's... And I've read that someplace, but mm-hmm. what you're doing is, of course, like we do everybody, start the kids reading early, start them achieving, taking responsibility, you're teaching them how to cook healthy. Now, this is in their heads in that they have the responsibility of, hey, cutting up. This is my job is cutting up carrots. This is my job is snapping green beans,
right,
if people ever snap green beans anymore. And then instead of frying, grilling.
Right.
And there's plenty of, you know, and this is one thing that's happened, in my opinion. We have plenty of products out there. You don't need oil. That, you know, air fryers and all these things that, you know, that you can prepare food so you don't have to do that. But it's not easy.
It's not. But there's a lot of little tips and tricks that people have expertise in, and you pass that on. And it just goes in hand with the tribe's vision of the seventh generation. Start with the kids, and our kids, grandkids, grandkids, at some point will be there. But you got to think way down the road, not how this is going to help us right now. How's
okay.
going to help us later? How are we going to survive?
We're here with Glenn Hayward. And I tell you what, every time Glenn's on, we learn something more. And the whole idea of what Redding Rancheria is doing in their clinics out there, even though they're treating our Medicare and Medicaid, not just with pharmaceuticals, but with others, with vitamins and supplements and everything, offering people another way of doing it, working to build this health campus so that you're teaching people from an early age how to cook, how to take care of themselves so they don't run into this rampant diabetes and overweight syndrome we have in America that's going on. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. This is not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors that said, you know, I've had enough of the yard work. I've had enough of trying to find toilet paper when crazy people are out there buying, you know, multiple rolls for one person. And they've got enough toilet paper now for 12 years. No, River Commons Senior Living offers gourmet chef meals, activity directors. They have it all, and they're pet friendly. So take a look at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. They're located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. And worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate a whole weekend of love at Black Bear Diner, cooking up Valentine's specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so you can celebrate when it works for you. Pre-order some very berry French toast for a surprise breakfast in, or pair one of our steaks with tasty toppings for a romantic dinner. Check out our specials at BlackBearDiner.com and order up to 3 days in advance for pickup or delivery, or join us on-site for tent seating. Make Black Bear Diner part of your weekend of love.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the health lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
And welcome back to our final segment here on this Wednesday, the 10th of February. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this morning show.
Yeah, what's it look like? For, you know, today's going to be beautiful.
Sunny
but
with a high near 70.
Yeah, but this is the last day for
a while. Tomorrow calls for showers, and Friday partly sunny, and Saturday showers, and slight chances showers on Sunday. But it looks like we're still in the 50s. Nothing too extreme, and the same with President's Day, which is Monday. It looks like we've got rain likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 56. So, you know.
Okay, so now these I'm going to start rat-a-tatting questions from the chat room. How will the increase in minimum wage impact my business? They're talking to me on this. Well, it's simple. We're going to have to, you know, it's always the bottom line, and we want to keep our doors open. And because labor is the most expensive part of our business here, we will have to take measures just to make sure we can keep them paid and keep us on the air. That's just like everybody else. Will the Rancheria accept patients that have private insurance?
We have patients at our Tribal Health Center that have private insurance and our Trinity Health Center. Our Central Valley and Churn Creek, right now we're focusing on the Medicaid and Medicare because there's such an underserved population there.
Okay. How does the Rancheria work with substance abuse matters?
So the Rancheria started about 2 years ago. We started a fully integrated recovery program where it's located at our Churn Creek Health Campus. And this is a different approach than your typical recovery program in that when you come to us for recovery for either opioid, heroin, alcohol, you're given a behavioral health therapist that's assigned to you. You're also given a primary care provider because people who have substance abuse conditions typically have neglected the rest of their health as well. And then we have medication-assisted therapy. We use Suboxone to help you get off the opioids and other medications to help you not want to drink alcohol. But on top of that, the therapy is the key because you're doing this for a reason. We have to give you healthy coping measures. We've got to get to the bottom of this. We don't want to just mask the problem with some of the medication. We want to find out why you're doing this. How do we help you become a better person, get back into life, get back to going to work, maybe reuniting with your family. This is one of my favorite programs we offer because it's almost instant gratification. I see results turning around instantly of people getting back to their lives. And so it's really rewarding to see. We love that program.
Okay. Let's go to Roberta. Roberta, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Oh, I just love this conversation. I'm curious how many other tribal communities provide medical services like this. I guess just in California. And is there a central place that you can find out about those?
So I think there are other tribes throughout California that see more patients other than just non-Native Americans. And if you went to the IHS.gov website, they keep a list of every tribal site that's within the United States, and you'll be able to find that to the area that you are living in.
IHS, Indian Health Service.
Correct.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Nope,
Roberto.
That's it. Bye.
Thanks for calling. So you know, let's wander afar here.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw a survey came out from SCED, which is the Shasta County Economic Development people, who are just absolutely fine people, by the way, if I can say this in an aside, and also the EDC, Economic Development Corporation, you know, two separate entities. And they asked what things, the three worst things, or three things that were holding back economic progress here in Redding and in our area here. What would you think a couple of those might be?
We are wandering here on this.
No. Yeah. And the reason I said that is because you're in tune with a lot of things. And the Rancheria you all have a game plan that goes years forward.
Mm.
I'm not sure the city and the county have a plan that goes that forward or know how to get to there. So, you know, one of the things I said was I think the homeless situation is holding us back in some ways when people come up here to look and they see things.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I said was lack of a high-speed fiber optic cable
mm-hmm.
that could reach out for businesses. You know, I mentioned other things that I thought that we needed a charter city with a strong mayor. To me, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, you know.
No, I agree. I probably agree with all those things. I think that for the tribe, it's very unique in the fact that we are used to being in it for the long haul and fighting and scrapping our way through everything. And so we've been here for a long time. So for us, we look at it as what are we going to be doing 100 years from now? And that's what we look at it as. And we stay the course and we keep focused on that because in the end, you'll get to where you want to be. There's ups and downs, there's setbacks, changes in leadership at the city and county level that sometimes make things difficult. But when you're in it for the long haul, you'll be successful. That truly is it.
I think it's kind of like the stock market. They say if you stay in the stock market long enough, you're going to make money.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we've proven that.
You just can't jump ship every time something bad happens
yeah.
or you get
scared.
Right.
You just got to stick to the course.
And, you know, the Sacramento River.
Mm-hmm.
Is such a jewel in our community, yet it could be developed. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that would be beautiful just as a citizen in this area.
Yeah, well,
it would be great to have that thing.
Yeah.
I think that is beautiful. We like going down there, and the river trail is nice. You know, and aqua golf is just beautiful down there, too. So
mm-hmm.
if you had all that developed, I mean, I've seen other cities where mm-hmm. they've done that. I like what's going on with downtown. It's nice to be able to see stuff like that happening.
Have
so.
You walked down
you know, we haven't.
Market yet?
No, we haven't.
Pat and I walked down yesterday, walked down all the way down Market Street. You can walk all the way down there now. They've got the three whistles
that
are there. They're supposed to go off at 5 o'clock on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'd be great.
Trust me, if you have children, if you just got the baby down and you live in those new buildings, you may want to make naps a different time.
Earplugs.
I can't help but think it's going to be a little bit loud. But it's beautiful down there.
Okay.
And if you have not done that, maybe take the time just to walk down. And,
yeah, no,
and,
I think we'll get the family and we'll walk
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely
it's
going to
be great. And then on the other side over here. But you all have continued to, again, Redding Rancheria has continued to expand their medical. The question about the casino is still up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't keep you from moving forward on the medical side.
Absolutely not. It's two separate entities, the tribe. One is the for-profit entity and one is the healthcare tribal government side. And the healthcare works on the tribal government side. And we keep going our course and doing what we need to do. And the casino will do the same thing and they will be successful as well.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn, thanks a lot for being with us.
Oh, I love being
here. You know, pushing the vaccination one more time is that all of your health campuses are giving the vaccination to any of your patients 18 and above.
We don't care. As long as you're 18, you're a patient of ours, we'll give you the vaccine.
And the vaccines are rolling in now.
They are rolling in. We're doing about 200 a week right now, and next week we're going to expand that even more.
Is there do you have a certain, is it Pfizer or is it Moderna?
We're doing the Moderna.
Okay.
We got the Moderna because it's just a little bit
too.
Ease of storage.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Good. So the difference in storage?
Well, the Pfizer, you had to have, I believe it was like negative 85 degrees yeah. Celsius freezer.
Right. Right.
Regular vaccine freezer works for the Moderna, so that makes
okay.
it easier for
okay.
us.
Okay, yeah.
It's interesting. And mm-hmm. I think there's others they're talking about, too, that are going to be rolling in.
Yeah, the Johnson & Johnson, if that can get approved, that would be nice. Yeah. I think anytime you have a pandemic and a one-shot vaccine, much better for compliance, much mm-hmm. better for getting people vaccinated, and it's much better for rural and poverty areas because they don't have access to health care. So it's good. You can just take it out there in the one shot.
And here's – we only got like a minute left. But mm-hmm. do you see like a mobile van going out to areas and giving shots?
Well, we just talked about that. One of my medical directors was asking about that, of just doing mobile shot delivery to home. We have elderly that don't want to come in because they're afraid, or they don't want to come out mm-hmm. just because of COVID, or mm-hmm. maybe they just can't get out. Or they don't have fuel. You know, it's just mm-hmm. lots of different things. So we are looking at options of home delivery of the vaccines and going that route too. So we just started those talks.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about, you know, like Shasta County Health Services doing something like that. But as usual, you guys jumped right into it.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn Hayward, for joining us today. We've learned so much about what's going on with the Rancheria and the health services that you provide. It's thumbs up.
Thank you so much. It's always fun to be here.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Trish Clark and myself and just tearing it up. It is the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.